Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you
I know that sounds like Elvis, but it's not. It's Terry Stafford. 23 after. Though welcome back to the Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, five awards, folks, five international awards, The Third Ingredient. Real proud of it. And it's at the Third Ingredient with number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Pam Danziger, 14-year member. Pam, 14 years. Thank you for 14 great years.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
It's been fun. We've had fun, haven't we?
Yeah. Let's go for 14 more.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'll sign up. UnityMarketingOnline.com, folks. I can check it out. UnityMarketingOnline.com. Their books are there. They're outstanding. Why people buy things they don't need, putting the lux back in luxury. What do Henrys want? Shops that pop, et cetera, et cetera. Many books there. And the research she does is absolutely groundbreaking. Pam, thanks again for being here. We're talking about millionaires, how to market to millionaires, and you've got several myths that you've been breaking here that I want you to what's another one?
Well, one of the other ones is that millionaires live in expensive homes, million-dollar homes. And the majority, I mean, this, again, is based upon the Federal Reserve Board that is the nation's authority, finds that millionaires live in homes, their primary residence. The majority of them live in a home that's worth $500,000 or less. Mm-hmm. So the fact that, you know, you see gated communities and so on, but that isn't necessarily where the millionaires live. I mean, there was a very famous book, The Millionaire Next Door, and they still are living next door. But what distinguishes
Have a chalet in Aspen, though, too.
They might very well have a second home. But what distinguishes those homes isn't necessarily that they're bigger on the outside, but they certainly furnish their homes on the inside with top-notch appliances, mm-hmm. with good home furnishings. So you may not know it from the outside, but you probably will know it if you walk on the inside.
What they
or
touch.
In their backyards where they have their outdoor kitchens beautiful landscaping.
So they touch. What they touch, they want to be nice, don't they?
That's right. And the home improvement, home market is really very, very strong right now because millionaires may not be investing in clothing and handbags and, you know, necessarily new cars, but they are definitely investing
in their homes. Let me overlay something from the real estate market onto what you're talking about, Pam. There has, in my career, in my lifetime, I've never seen such a low inventory of houses available for sale. I talk to realtors.
Right.
I'm talking to realtors in my community, my area, across the country. I'm seeing reports on this time and again that it's astonishing. I don't understand it. I don't know why. But if people are not selling their homes, we know what happens. Maintenance has to happen. Upgrades have to happen. People don't want things to stay the same all the time. If you're not buying a new house, if you're not selling your house and buying a new one, then you're doing something to your house.
Right. That's right. And the millionaires and the people with money are definitely investing in their homes because, you know, it really enhances the quality of their life, you know, and that's so. I know, moving is a big hassle.
I hate
it's a tremendous stress. Yeah, but people, you know, that television show, Love It or List It. I mean, 9 times out of 10, they want to love their new home that's designed because then they don't have to move from it.
Right.
And that's the key. It's like they want to, they recognize that they can really enhance the quality of their life, have a greater experience and greater joy and happiness by spending $25,000 in a new kitchen or, you know, $50,000 in a new outdoor kitchen and living area and patio and so on.
Right.
They will get so much more value and enjoyment out of that rather than picking up and moving to some new home that, you know, is going to have problems of its own.
And one of the things I want to make sure we point out out, folks, is when you're dealing with upscale folks, if you're not upscale yet, you need to step up your game and imagine that you are. You need to, when you're selling to these people, when you're calling on them, when you're serving them, when you're helping them decide, when you're offering them options and you're giving them proposals, you need to imagine, you need to put yourself in a frame of mind that you're on their level. You know, whether you're a salesman for a company or whether you're on the company that's serving them, imagine that you're on their level. You're already where they are. What would you want? Because if you don't, what you're going to do is you're going to lowball what you provide them, because you're going to think the way you think, and they're going to be turned off. They're going to go somewhere else.
Right, right. They really do expect personal service. They expect someone to really understand their needs, and that means you, like you say, you have to get out of your own, you know, mindset and really think about how you can enhance the luxury and the luxury experience for your clients. And they're willing to pay,
right,
if
that's the thing.
You really present it to them properly.
That's the thing.
They're not necessarily looking for the cheapest, but they're looking for the most value.
That's the thing.
The money that
and don't be surprised if it's a big ticket item and they hand you a credit card, and they hand you a credit card and it goes through. Don't be surprised.
Right.
Pam, I need your website one more time.
Okay, it's unitymarketingonline.com, and I hope everybody has a great fourth.
They can find your report. That report there.
Come visit my website.
They can find their report there on your website, can't they?
Yes, they definitely can. I hope they come and visit and learn more about millionaires.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Pam. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks so much.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, we love having her on the show. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.